SBS کوردی روجنینی ششه وار روجن یک شمه دو دنیورو یان گهلدانا بریا اینترنت دما دخوازی.
Australia is going through tough times due to the bushfires in New South Wales, Victoria and South Australia. Thousands of residents have fled their homes and properties have been destroyed as a result. Australia has never been through anything like this in its history. But the generosity the people have shown in helping their fellow Australians who are affected by the bushfires is enormous. And one of those communities is in regional New South Wales, Wagga Wagga. To tell us more about the donations and the assistance is a local teacher, Karen Murray, and with her is her student, Haji Gundur, a Yazidi who lives in Wagga Wagga. Karen, welcome to SBS Kurdish. Could you give us a picture of what is happening in Wagga Wagga now, please?
Okay, so Wagga Wagga is not directly affected by fires, but our surrounding communities are. And so we have thousands of people that have been evacuated to Wagga Wagga to seek shelter as the fires impact their homes. So we at Kildare Catholic College, we are a donation centre, so we're taking donations from the community, from anything from food, clothes, toiletries, anything that you know you could possibly imagine we have here. So we're continuing to take those donations, but we're also a centre where people who have been evacuated are coming to come and collect supplies. So this morning, you know, we've already had people in here who've already lost their homes to the fires. We've had people that haven't lost their homes yet but are waiting to hear what will happen this afternoon. You know, I had a family in here with 12-week-old twin babies this morning. You know, it's just tragic.
Karen, you mentioned that people are coming from surrounding areas. So how many people have come to Wagga Wagga at the moment?
I really couldn't tell you
roughly
that. But, you know, Batlow, the whole community of Batlow, which I think is about 1,500 people, they've been evacuated. Tumbarumba, another town nearby us, has been evacuated. So it would be thousands.
And where are they being housed now?
So the first thing they need to do is they go out to the EQAC centre out here and register that they are in town. And from there, they're being directed to motels. You know, the community has been amazing. There's motels that are putting people up for free. Charles Sturt University have opened up 300 beds. The boarding school here is available if needed. Lots of local Wagga families have offered, you know, beds and shelter and food as well.
Now, I know you've mentioned that there are all different sorts of donations. Could you take us through again of what sort of donations there are, please?
Yes, so we have donations of clothes. You know, people have walked out of their homes with just a suitcase. So we have, you know, clothes for men, women, boys, girls, babies. We have every toiletry item you can imagine. We have food, we have water, we have lots of different household items as well. And just today we've been doing up special packs, individual packs for firefighters. So another community nearby us, The Rock, they came and collected the packs and are taking them directly to the firefighters. So in those packs are things like wipes, deodorant, lip balm, hand sanitizers, some snacks, just so that, you know, we can keep the firefighters going.
The people who are seeking shelter, how are they feeling? What's their mood like?
Yeah, as you can imagine, some of them are quite distraught. Some of them are just sort of in a sort of state of disbelief, you know, not being able to comprehend exactly what's happening. And they know that, you know, in the next couple of hours, they could find out that they've lost their home and all their possessions. So, you know, they're very nervous waiting to hear what's to come in the coming hours.
Haji, as your teacher was saying now, your teacher Karen was saying that there are donations being collected for the people who have been affected by fires. In what way are you helping?
We are helping them by separating staff, the family that they bring in, and we make sure that everything is in order and when my teachers want it, they see easily that the staff is there.
How did you know they need your help?
First, I saw in website, and then I saw a lot of people was talking that people in Wagga are supporting. And as I told you before, a few days ago, about that I have spoken to my community that we need support Australia by supporting them for bushfire.
So are there many of the Yazidi community helping?
At the moment, me and my family here, and I don't know if some other Yazidi members, they hoping in the other part of Wagga.
How do you feel about helping the community in Wagga Wagga?
Peace, and we pray to them to stop the fire, and we wish they feel better.
Karen Murray and Haji Gundor, thank you for talking to us on SBS Kurdish, and all the best with what you are doing.
Thank you. Thank you.
دەتەوێت بابەتی دیکەی وەک ئەمە ببیستی؟ گوێڕایرە لەسەر ئەپڵ پۆدکاست، گوگڵ پۆدکاست، سپۆتیفای یان لە هەر کوێیەک پۆدکاستەکانت بەدەست دەهێنیت.